for me to ask for one more feature? Fast and friendly claim service like Geico, maybe? Oh, great. I'm getting buried again.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Let's take this for a ride.
Let's do it.
Thursday.
Step on it, see what she does.
Jay Leno's back.
Let's get out of here.
And following his passion.
All right, now this is a garage.
Searching for adventure and fun.
You get on my lap and we'll go for it.
The dream has become a nightmare.
This is what it's like.
Heck with show business. This is more fun.
When you're living the dream.
That's good.
Yeah.
Jay Leno's Garage. Season premiere Thursday, 10 Eastern and Pacific. CNBC. Get yours.
You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, Yellville Mountain Home, KCTT. Mountain Home by 5, 35-30 as we get this final quarter underway. Batesville with the basketball. Along the baseline, Higginbottom pulls up, shot no, but there's a foul. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two.
Hey, why is our five girl
the foul charged to Mally Tabor. That's her third. Team foul number five against Mountain Home. The freshman Higginbottom at the line. She's one of two from the free throw line. First one is good. That gives her 4 points on the evening. Second free throw, good. 35-32, the Mountain Home lead is down to three with 7:43 to play. The closest Batesville has been in a long time. Husky right side. Tabor. Pfeiffer with the backdoor cut, nothing there. Now Tabor tries to get it to her. The ball deflected. 14 turnovers by Mountain Home. Higginbottom at the other end. Foreman blocks the shot, and Tabor comes up with it. Here comes Mountain Home. Husky out top. Timeout. Mountain Home. 7:15 to play. The Lady Bombers up 35-32. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Back at Bomber Gymnasium, 7:15 left in the ball game. Lady Bombers up by three, 35-32. Walker holds it out top, getting the offense set now for Mountain Home. Batesville in a man still. Martin drives by her defender. The shot in the paint won't go. The rebound by Griffin, her fourth. Griffin runs the floor. Into the front court. Shot, no, at that end. And a foul on the rebound against Batesville. Pfeiffer had the position underneath.
Emma, shoot a jump shot sometime.
The foul's on Edwards, and that's her fourth team foul against Batesville. 6:55 left. Mountain Home up 35-32. Boy, both teams have done a good job on the defensive end. Here's Martin working off the pick. She was open, didn't take the shot though. They got what they wanted, setting the high pick out top. Here's Pfeiffer left side. She'll fire up the three and will not go. Lang the rebound underneath for Batesville. Higginbottom runs the floor. 6:26 to play. Fires a three to tie it. It won't go. Foreman the rebound underneath for the Lady Bombers, her second board. Walker slows it down as she gets it into the front court. It's Martin on the left wing. Around the top of the key. Into the paint. Pull up eight-footer. No good. Rebound by Hammock underneath her second board. 6 minutes to play. Mountain Home by three. Ball deflected and a foul is going to be called against Mountain Home. They're going to get Anna Grace Foreman with the foul. That's her first. Sixth team foul. Baxter back into the ballgame now for the Lady Pioneers. Just under 6 minutes left to play.
Coming back in, Riley, front.
Entry pass along the baseline to Griffin. The shot, no. Rebound, Riley Walker once again. She will snag her sixth. Up ahead, it's Pfeiffer for three. Will not go. The rebound, Griffin underneath for the Lady Pioneers. Batesville works it ahead, mounts it on by three. Higginbottom down the paint, lays it up, it won't go. And the rebound out of bounds off Mountain Home. It's Batesville basketball under their basket. .532 left to play. Mountain Home leads at 35-32. Lang has it between the circles to get the offense set up. Now the freshman Higginbottom comes to get it. Left side top of the key.
Pressure, head of pressure.
Now top it's Lang. Cross court pass, it goes to Hammock. 5:13 to play. Stan Fowler, the head coach of Batesville, up hollering offensive instructions. Baxter at the high post left side. Backs it up with the dribble. Now gets it to Hammock. 5 minutes to play. Hammock into the paint. Offensive foul. And boy, Coach Fowler didn't like it. Emma Martin out of the Steffi Graf grunt as she fell to the floor and really sold it. 35-32. We've got a timeout. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has been a constant in our community since 1963. With 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, we're only as big as you need us to be. At Integrity First, we know you by name and offer a customized quality approach to your banking needs. From opening your first checking account to reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be there for you. We value our hometown relationships and our priority to keep Integrity First.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
4:56 to play. Mountain Home with another scoring drought. They went 3-14 in the second quarter without scoring. They've gone over 3 minutes now in this fourth quarter without scoring. 35-32. Lady Bombers still lead it by three with the basketball. Husky into the paint, through two defenders, and lays it up and in. She has 8 points on the evening. 37-32, Mountain Home. Out top, it's Hammock with the dribble for the Lady Pioneers. In the corner to Lang, back to Hammock. Hammock trying to drive baseline. Double teamed, backdoor pass, and the layup is good by Griffin. She has 18. 37-34 now, Mountain Home with 4:10 left to play. Here's Martin. Working off the pick of Pfeiffer, brings the dribble back out top. Pfeiffer right side, top of the key. To the baseline, backs up the three, will not go. Rebound, knocked loose, and Baxter has it for the Lady Pioneers. She'll run the floor to the left side, shot blocked at a foul. It's on Emma Martin. The foul on Martin's going to be her second. Team foul number 7. And Baxter at the line. 3 points on the night. First free throw is good. One more. This one is no good. And the rebound, Riley Walker again underneath. Her 7th rebound. 37-35. The Mountain Home lead is down to 2. Husky. Inside, ball knocked loose. She'll pick it up. And we got a late whistle and a foul. Husky will go to the line. Boy, Coach Fowler really upset with this call. So are the Batesville fans. The foul on Lang is going to be her 5th team foul. It's on the floor. Mount Home has it right baseline under their basket. Walker. brings it back out top to reset the offense. Husky in the corner with 3:22 to play. Lady Bombers by two. Right side, it's Walker. She eyes the clock. Takes it to the free throw line with the dribble. Now backs it up between the circles. Martin right side. Foreman looking for that pick and flash down the paint. It wasn't there. Martin to the free throw line with the dribble still. Picks it up. Gets in trouble. And finally gets it to Husky on the left wing. 2:52 to play. Lady Bombers by two. Being patient on the offensive end. This is Husky. There's that pick and roll, and wasn't quite there. Penetration by Martin. The kick out to Husky. The three's off the back of the rim. The rebound. It's going to be Mountain Home basketball. Lady Bombers will have it right side in front of their bench to inbound with 2:35 to play. 37-35, Mountain Home. Batesville led it 2-0 early on. Mountain Home went on a 16-2 run, and Batesville has chipped away since then. Lady Bombers spreading the floor here with a two-point lead, 2:15 to go. Walker penetrates, gets it to Martin, and now Husky with it. Going to have to be careful. Husky penetrates down the right side of the paint. Shot blocked underneath and picked up by the Lady Pioneers. Hagwood into the front court now with 2 minutes left. Down the paint, it's Hammock. Layup good. We're tied with 1:53 to play. Mountain Home led it by 14. That lead is evaporated. We're tied with 1:42 to play. Martin out top. The ball poked loose by Baxter. Martin picks it back up. Martin drives right side. Opens path to the basket. Misses the layup, though. And the rebound controlled by Griffin. Here comes Batesville looking to take their second lead of the ball game. They led it 2-0. And now Batesville is going to spread the floor. 1:12 to play. They clear it out for Hammock. Backdoor. Baxter wide open. She scores. And Batesville takes the lead with 1:05 left. 39-37, Lady Pioneers. And a timeout, Mountain Home. 59 seconds left. It's Batesville by two. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
59 seconds to play. The Lady Bombers are down by two, 39-37. Lady Bombers with the basketball. Pfeiffer comes to get it out top. Mountain Home led by as many as 14. The lead is gone. Now they're down by two. Right side, this is Walker for Mountain Home. They try to get Pfeiffer out top. Batesville, a good job. They knew what was coming, and they defended well. 39 seconds left. Mountain Home down by two. Walker, now high post, it's Foreman. Foreman brings it back to Walker with 29 seconds left. They'll clear it out for Walker. She's going to work one-on-one to the free throw line. Trying to drive, nothing there. Now Martin will come out with 16 seconds left. Lady Bombers use their final timeout with 14 seconds left. They'll try to set something up to either tie it or win it. 39-37, Mountain Home trailing. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Back at Bomber Gymnasium, boy, this district opener has been a dandy. Mountain Home at one point had a 14-point lead in the first half. Batesville has continued to chip away, and Batesville leads it by two with 13 and a half seconds left. Mountain Home with the ball, and the Lady Bombers are out of timeouts. Mountain Home will have it in front of their basket, looking to tie or take the lead here in the final 13 and a half seconds. Tabor will inbound here for Mountain Home. Lady Bombers looking back door. There's Walker out top. It's Husky. The three for the lead. No. Rebound in the paint. Tipped. Batesville has it. And a foul, Mountain Home, with 6 seconds left. Higginbottom with the rebound, and the freshman will go to the free throw line. A chance to put this one out of reach. Higginbottom, 6.4 seconds left, and a timeout by Batesville. 6.4 to play, Mountain Home down by two. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
You don't have to go away to college and spend a lot of money and miss out on the great activities the Twin Lakes area has to offer this spring. See ASU Mountain Home about spring enrollment. Classes start January 16th. ASU Mountain Home is the natural choice, offering a variety of associate degrees and technical certificates and more from their campus. Register now for spring classes and don't miss out on all the fun things our area has to offer. Get started. Visit asumh.edu. ASU Mountain Home, the natural choice.
Seconds left. Batesville leading Mountain Home 39-37. Higginbottom at the line, the freshman, concealed this one with a couple of free throws. If she misses, Mountain Home has a chance. The first one is good. Now Mountain Home has to have a three. If she misses, if she hits it, it's going to be over. The second one, missed it, rebound to Martin. Here comes Mountain Home, four on the clock. Walker up ahead, gives it to Tabor. Tabor's three, no good. And Batesville has come to Mountain Home and knocked off the Lady Bombers 40-37 in the district opener for both of these ball clubs. A heck of a game, and boy, tough loss for the Lady Bombers as they let a 14-point lead get away. Final score, Batesville 40, Mountain Home 37. Post-game in just a moment, you're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
It's a community bank that really reaches out to the customers to make them feel special. I feel special every time I come in here.
They want to be involved in the community and want to be part of the community.
They support our university, our athletic department.
They've told us that they could have a fleet of volunteers there to help this year if we need it.
I see them at a lot of our Hispanic community events that we do.
I can't think of another bank in the city that has such a big community presence as Arvest.
Arvest Bank, our customers say.